WildTalkRadio.com. The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
There's only one reason why we're playing this music. It's talk about AEW Full Gear Double or Nothing All In Revolution. Because it's Dynamite.
He shows up like quick.
It's a rampage. We have a collision. Oh, wait. No. He doesn't go there anymore. He goes into WWE now. What? We'll talk about it. It's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTR Live. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime and link it to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can get an ad-free experience by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can click it anyhow. It's the same thing. It's just, you don't give us Bezos money. You give us your real money. You can also use Curry Code Rocks like in the Fortnite item shop. Because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. Joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
You know, Brock, inside, I've got like this fire burns within me. I don't know why.
You may want to get that checked out.
Okay, yeah. No, it's not outside. It's not a fire burning.
But if it's burning somewhere on you, you may want to get it checked out.
Okay, well.
You may want to see your doctor.
Just not certain doctors.
Especially in his case. We'll talk about it. And then there's the one and only Tim Stein.
Everybody's sitting around with bated breath wondering if my mic's going to work this week.
Since you already talked, we figured it worked.
Yeah, I know.
And you would have
good
said...
Good evening, everybody!
You would have said something, too.
I just want to say
Brock,
hi.
Well, you may have said something, but we may not have heard it.
No, I meant he would have typed something and said, hey, my mic's not working, can we test
it? Oh,
God. You get talked over and interrupted and everything while I'm trying to say good evening and welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Find us at twitch.tv/WTR Live. Join us in the chat room. Post stuff. We'll react to it because that's what we kind of do, pretty much. So that happened last night.
It did. threw a wrinkle in my plans.
Randy Orton showed up.
All that threw a wrinkle in my plans last night. Sure did.
Apparently it was a literally last minute thing.
Apparently. But yeah, big return last night, R-Truth. Been out for a while. Came back. Ate some chips.
And they're not chips or crisps.
They're Ruffles.
They're Ruffles.
Ruffles.
Dog.
So before we get into whatever the ad was, hashtag ad. Before we get into him, let's talk about the show itself. I thought overall it was a pretty good show.
I was entertained. The least exciting match on the card for the entire night, for me, was Dragon Lee and Santos.
And that sort of delivered too.
That one still kicked.
Yeah, and they kept it under 3 hours the entire show.
Which is impressive for a Survivor Series.
Impressive for any premium live event they've been doing.
Yeah, this is true. Impressive for just about anything they throw out there on Saturday nights.
And the interesting thing about that is the fact that they entertained under 3 hours with five matches, and you felt good about it. It wasn't like other places where you have 12 matches over 5.5-6 hours, and you just feel absolutely like worn out by the time it hits. And I don't mean that in a good way. I don't mean like, oh, I had highs, I had lows. It's just
enough already. Just get it over with.
Rock and Casey have to watch it in sections in order to be able to get through it.
Because it's a lot. It's a lot to watch.
It really is.
And what we talk about every month, WWE pay-per-views, premium live events, they give you 5 to 7 minute breaks in between every matches. So imagine the show went 2 hours and 40-something minutes, and there was like 30 minutes of downtime that you didn't even really notice.
No, they let things breathe. They let moments happen where you're like, oh, okay, and get you geared up for the next match instead of like, here's a match, now we're going to go right into the next one. And then here's this, we're going to go right into the... It's just like you have no room to be able to kind of comprehend what just happened. It's just, okay, I guess we're here for the next set of spots. Let's go.
Well, that's a properly constructed show. You give the crowd a minute to breathe. You have to.
And book editing the show with both War Games matches was a smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the women had a better War Games match than the men had mended.
Overall, I'm going to agree with you completely. That was an absolutely fantastic curtain jerker. And, you know, I posted it on Twitter right near the end of the match. Props to all the girls working their asses off for that opening match. I mean, a few of them had their faces ripped open.
They did.
Legit.
The men's match was building to a moment. The women's match was telling a story.
Yeah.
The women's match was the moment.
Yeah.
Which is a good way of putting it, I guess. I think, maybe.
Because in that match, we saw, I guess, Becky and Charlotte kind of letting go their issues, as it were.
Well, it started when Becky came out and she fist-pounded all the girls except Charlotte. But there was a miniature stare down there, and she gave Charlotte the nod. Charlotte nodded back, and then she goes to the ring. And then what you're alluding to, Rock, that one moment where they're staring each other down. They get interrupted by damage control, take them out, stare each other down again, and nobody expected the bear hug.
No, but we got it.
We got the bear hug.
Oh, it was a great moment in that match to see. And, you know, it was mentioned last night. I don't know if this is something where it's like, oh, yeah, no, like they're totally cool now. Storyline-wise, sure. Like they can coexist. Behind scenes, they still, you know, it still may just be, this is business.
I don't know where they were at the press conference. Made me go, I think they're okay now.
Well, you know, like the thing about it is the two of them had legitimate heat with each other backstage. That's a shoot. That's none of that. It was a work.
And now they seem to be okay with each other.
Now, is the reconciliation a work or is it genuine? That's, you know, that's the next question.
I think it's genuine. Because there was, you can tell when someone's faking it, and then you watch them interact last night on the press conference. There was genuine laughter.
Oh, it's like Bret Hart's return to the WWE when he faced Shawn.
That was faking it. What they did last night was more real. the Bret Shawn. yeah, we're gonna hug and kind of smile where that guy
went. Yeah. No, they buried the hatchet, and yeah, the whole like we're gonna hug in public and everything. That's all. That was all scripted storyline shit and stuff like that.
No, but buried. They buried the hatchet. But that still, you could. There's a difference.
They get along with each other now. I mean, Brett will show up to a Hall of Fame ceremony if he's invited, and not walk out if Sean shows up.
They're friendly, not friends. Charlotte and Becky are more leaning toward trying to be friends again.
Yeah,
that's the pretty difference. Much. Anyway, the thing that was really
great about it, the crowd was fully engaged in the reconciliation.
They were, because they teased it. They were having issues on Friday. They kind of boiled over, and then they kind of squashed it during the match. And then here we are. So that
much to the delight of tens of thousands of people in attendance.
They were, and they delivered a hell of a match. Brent Bailey MVP.
Oh, Bailey worked her ass off for this. She goes in at number one. She's taking the bullet over and over and over again for damage control. She it's earned like she's MVP trying to prove, for this match.
Well, it's like she's trying to prove her worth to all the other girls.
Yeah.
In damage control.
And we'll see how that works out on tomorrow night or two or Thursday, Friday, whatever it is.
Yeah, because that storyline has got some legs to it.
Because we're now hitting that next chapter with the damage control story, which is good.
Because the whole thing is she has her credibility of being like, hey, you know, I did everything I could, and I think she even put out a tweet that was just like, you know, I don't know how much more I can give.
Because she made herself the sacrificial lamb during the entire match. She took bullet after bullet for the team, especially at the end.
Except for that one time Io took something right to the head.
Charlotte's moonsault just sort of...
Yeah, that's what happens when you take a moonsault off the top of the cage. You gotta watch out for limbs flying at you, and it just kind of unfortunately happened.
Also, Io and her big dive.
Io has to do the one spot off the top of the cage every year. Again, with a garbage can this year.
That they had to bring that up.
There is one thing that happened in this War Games match. When it comes to the War Games, there's one thing that really bugs me about the match. And that's every time someone comes to enter the cage, they stop for 2 minutes to bring in some form of weapon and then get into the ring to start their 3 minutes. But it's one of those things where I just want to see someone just run and jump into the cage just to change things up.
Well, that's how they do it in the video game too.
I know. It's one of those things of like, okay, they're coming down. Okay, is it going to be the chairs? Is it going to be the kendo stick? Is it going to be, you know, the chain? The branded chair, the branded table, as we've seen in other matches.
We had the branded Singapore canes this year.
Yeah, you had Asuka bring out the colored canes.
Mm-hmm.
But no, overall, it was a really good match, and it was one of those things where when you looked at the people that were in it, it was going to be a good performance. I do like the impromptu insane elbow that we got.
Mm-hmm.
When Io, I don't know, shot-putted Kairi into the air to deliver the elbow drop, it was one of those things, like, you can tell some of these girls know how to work together, and they can play that up as part of the storyline of, like, yeah, they're gelling really well, it just took Bailey to interject herself to save people.
Camera crew, or the director, missed a few shots.
Yeah.
It's like, Shotzi's going off for a move, and then Becky's going off for an elbow drop or something, and Becky hits the elbow drop. Also, Shotzi hit this.
Yeah. Well, Shotzi at some points, I don't... Like, she was trying some things, but it was... there was the one point where it was Shotzi and Becky and Bailey all in the ring.
The cane and like, the cane in the chair.
Yeah, and it's like Shotzi wanted to do something, she just didn't know, and it's like Becky was actually laying in shots, and it was just kind of... Shotzi was there.
Shotzi was thinking and thinking and thinking and maybe, no.
Yeah.
Oh, also Bianca two braids.
When she came out with like the pigtail braids, I was just like, oh, there's going to be some shit. That gives her two weapons to use on people.
did.
And she did.
She whooped on people. But Bayley ate it all at the end. Went down in defeat for her team.
For a second, it looked like she hurt her ankle or something, or her knee.
Which, if that's the case, that's not good.
No, because it's like after Becky landed the manhandle slam and they did the pin, while the faces were celebrating, if you looked over, she had like kind of rolled to her side and she was clutching one of her legs. And I was just like, oh. I was trying to see if it was something on the landing, and it she seemed to land it fine, but I don't know if it was.
This might be selling.
Yeah, it might be selling, or it could have been something that happened earlier that she just so happened to feel a little more.
Yeah, Team Bianca, Charlotte, Shotzi, Lynch win.
Like we said right off the top, that was the perfect opener.
It was. We also had
very good match.
We also had, as mentioned, Dragon Lee and Santos Escobar on the show. Solid match.
I'm not invested in the storyline, so it's not. It's a case of, yeah, I don't get that. I don't really care that much, but they kept me watching.
They're trying to make both Dragon Lee and Santos, and they've been doing a decent job with Dragon Lee on SmackDown.
Yep.
It's building to the bigger picture, it seems like, with Carlito, who's ever scooping.
Sorry.
Right.
They're building to Dragon Lee, Carlito, and Rey of the new LWO taking on Santos and whoever he finds, it seems like, down the line.
Maybe some Lotharios?
Possibly. So there's that. But Santos got the win.
Which he needed.
He needed the win, yeah, for that one. The Miz took on Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. Miz once again delivered.
This was my favorite match of the night. These two just went all out. You know, this match was off the hook.
The thing I liked about what they did with this match is they showed that The Miz is like a very cagey, very smart person in the ring. He knew Gunther is going to be the power guy. So what does he do? He spends the match attacking his base, attacking his leg.
Oh, and, ring psychology.
Right. But it's one of those things where it's like, back in the day, it was, you know, oh, The Miz had the figure four. That's why he would do this. With this, it was that whole idea of like, yeah, Gunther's the bigger guy. Miz can't go toe-to-toe with him. So what are you going to do? You're going to break him down. And we still saw, you know, Gunther being able to power through and, you know, even on one leg, beat the hell out of Miz. But it was good to see this. It was good to see, like, someone not going, oh, I just need to take it to Gunther. No. He's the big boss. You need to learn his moves.
Yeah. And Gunther, you know, kept it strong, retained his Intercontinental Championship.
The thing is, The Miz actually had the fans in this match, which is something you don't normally say for The Miz.
Well, we pointed that out a couple of weeks ago when this whole thing was being set up for a Survivor Series match between the two. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably just about the only time Miz came off successfully as the babyface in the feud.
And he really didn't change who he was either.
Well, that's the best, you know, that's the best way to do it. Instead of getting bitchy at the crowd when my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. You know, you do that to your guest on Miz TV. He didn't do this, but it was along that line of what he did.
He also tried to cheat to win as well. And the crowd was for him cheating.
Yep.
Which is good.
And the first kick was to Gunther's kneecap, but the second one was definitely a low blow.
Definitely a low blow, yeah.
And as soon as that one connected, the crowd popped for him.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause they set that move up on Monday. Like, you paid attention on Monday what they were going to do. They redid it here on Saturday. Paid off.
Flawlessly.
So Gunther continues to be your Intercontinental Champion. Rhea Ripley, Zoe Stark for the Women's World Championship.
Oh, fun match.
They delivered.
They did.
Zoe got a chance to shine.
They've been doing that a lot with the women lately. Giving them moments.
Yeah, I do believe that Zoe was successful in shining.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And there are a couple of people that I've spoken with over the last little while wondering why they're giving her the bit of a push. Well, she proved last night that she deserves it. to this point.
It was one of those things, like, when they first brought her up, I was looking at it and I was going, oh, is this a Lacey kind of thing? You know, did they bring her up a little too early? You know, was she really established down on NXT to be able to make the jump? And with the feud with Trish and Becky and this, you start to look at it and go, no, she's ready. She's good.
Yeah, she pulled it up, and she proved last night she deserves to be on, you know, air quotes, the main roster, which is starting to become really not a thing anymore.
They did a good job. Like, she's done a good job. Trish working with her was a smart move because she started with, oh, she's just Zoe Stark too. Now she's established with a legit Hall of Famer, giving that rub, and the rub actually worked.
I was about to say that was a great rub. That was a perfect example of a great rub. So, yeah.
But Rhea looked like a star, delivered. They made sure to point out how much of a star Rhea has become during her entrance. And she proved it during the match, what type of star she is becoming. So it worked out perfectly. She kept her championship, building to whatever she's going to do at, you know, WrestleMania, because the next premium live event is the Royal Rumble.
Not until January. It's like, oh shit, what is that? 6 weeks, 8 weeks away?
2 months away, yeah. Just January 27th. We got some time before the Royal Rumble happens.
We got a minute.
as the kids say, we have a minute. And then there's the men's War Games match. building up for one big moment. Randy Orton.
And that crowd went insane when his music finally hit.
So what was your thinking, Brent, when they're like teasing it all night? Is he or isn't he?
They're doing the whole thing of is he not, or is he here, is he not, is he going to be the fifth man? You know, oh, Cody said he's got someone. Have we seen him yet? Have you heard from him? And it was a great way of drawing it out and getting people invested in the match, because it's like when you get to that, it's almost like the 30 spot in the Royal Rumble sometimes. It's like, who's that last person going to be? It's like, is Randy going to come out?
Well, it's like you guys said last night, milk it for all it was worth, and then some.
Oh, yeah. But there's also little subtle things that were going on in the match that were great. I liked the spot with Damian and Drew. When the counter hit, Drew's taking that step forward, and Damian just puts his hand on his chest and basically just said, remember the plan, and then steps out, and Drew just, you know, looking daggers in him.
Heaving.
And it's that whole idea of, like, you know, is Damian the leader of Judgment Day? You know, was Drew really, you know, is he just someone to help them in this match? Is there other stuff there? There's a lot of little subtext that was in this match that was nice to see.
It was. Yeah, we may never eventually find out, but we'll get there.
Yeah. Well, and then when Randy got into the ring, we saw stuff between him and even members of his team.
Him and Jay.
Yeah, that spot where he's going to go down and he's going to hit the RKO, and then he turns and he looks at Jay, and you're just going, oh no, are they going to do this?
And then Jay saves Randy with the kick.
Well, but it was really good, that brief 30-second interaction where he's pointing at him and he's like, you remember, you did this. This is, you know, I'm coming back because of you. And Jay's just looking at him. And then, I think it was Damian was coming for him. And he hits that super kick and Randy's kind of like, oh, okay.
With that RKO.
Oh, he hit that RKO and the people went nuts.
Off the top of the cage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I almost
didn't get it either.
No.
Good old JD. Good old JD for selling that.
But you watch Randy, like, throw him here. Throw him here. Pointing for exactly where he needed to be.
Right here.
Right here. Hit it.
Damn, JD fell too fast.
But they hit the RKO. Big, massive pop. Randy was jacked.
Oh Randy
getting in there.
Good.
He was actually directing at one point.
No, I meant size-wise. He's jacked.
Oh, yeah.
Like, legitimately, he spent the last year and a half bulking up for
working his ass off.
He spent that rehab time, you know, banging and clanging, as The Rock would say.
Mm-hmm. Biggest we've ever seen him, I think. But yeah, so Team Cody got the win. Everyone's excited.
And they're all happy, and then we get the credits at the bottom with the copyright logo and the whole bit. But hey, Rock, the lights didn't fade out.
They didn't. Why not?
They went to that fucking crowd shot.
Look into my eyes. What do you see?
Well, I wonder. Is it a cult of personality?
The cult of personality. And holy buck. I honestly did not expect to see Punk.
Rock, what was it that you pointed out last night?
So, Tim, they told us all night long that we were going to see CM Punk. Did you notice?
At fact, it wound up being obvious. I was listening to you guys last night post-show, and you pointed it all out. All the signs were there.
They were all there.
The Slim Jim car.
The logo, it said Long Boys.
Yep.
All right there, just saying, it's Punk. And there he was.
And like, with the knowledge of all of the subtle obviousness, go rewatch Survivor Series. And it all kind of stands out like a sore thumb, which I happen to have right now.
It was obvious, but at the same time, it shouldn't have been. It was obvious because we also wanted it to be obvious, if that makes sense. Because it's been speculated about that, could he be there? And he ended up being there. Like, they teased it.
Well,
and it was just the internet teasing it. It wasn't WWE going, you know, like, with the Bray return, it's like, here are all the steps leading to the White Rabbit. And then here comes CM Punk. WWE did not outright tease anything. Where there's things that people took that they said and sort of wished it would happen? Yeah. Was it WWE doing it intentionally? Not really.
You'll never know.
The way they've talked about it, the deal came together very last minute.
Like, apparently Hunter and Punk sat down and had an hour-long conversation in the middle of the show?
No. About a week ago.
Okay.
It happened last Sunday, I think. They had the conversation.
They had the quote-unquote come-to-Jesus moment.
They had their meeting. They came together and went, okay, here we are, and sort of put together a deal. It was not signed until yesterday at some point. He was not in the morning. It probably happened in the afternoon that he was signed. Multi-year deal.
And, according to most reports, and I've got the a preemptive on this or a postemptive. According to most reports, the only people that knew were Punk, Triple H, and who else, Rock? Only one other person.
Nick Khan, because he helped structure the deal.
Yep.
As we'll talk about it, the reactions afterwards.
Ooh.
They all knew Punk was coming. Everyone in that ring at the end knew he was walking out at the end.
Some were not that happy about it.
Or were they just working you?
Maybe.
It's leaning more, hey, guess what? They worked everyone pretty good.
Well, if you look at two different videos that are circulating around social media, one person who legit wanted to kick the living crap out of Punk last night was Seth.
Setting up for a good WrestleMania Night 1 main event.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. Don't think for a second they would have brought Punk in without letting Seth know after the legit heat that those two had and a few of the things that Seth has said over the years about Punk.
I was going to say, Tim, you said had. I'm thinking there's still some stuff there. I think they can be business people. I don't think they're quite to the level of Charlotte Becky.
Listen, when somebody uses the word had when speaking about stuff, it's not always past tense. it ain't always past tense, kiddo. But I tell you, if this is Seth working the crowd after the match, basically working the house, he sold the living shit out of it. Post premium live event video released from ground level, not that long shot that most people saw, but ground level right in front of Seth. You see him giving the double fingers and you could hear him yelling, fuck you. And trying to actually walk up the stage, getting ready for a legit fight and being held back. And, he dropped a few F bombs.
Seth's exact words were, tell him to get the fuck out of here or I'm going to kick his ass.
Yep. That was one of the things he said.
And you have Corey Graves sitting right next to him saying the words, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Rhea Ripley and also had a great reaction.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the background of that, you see Randy and Jay having a grand old time with each other, smacking, clapping each other on the shoulder. And
hey, dog, you did great, man. Good job. Good way to go in this match. Good spots.
Yep.
So there's also a picture of Punk waving, and there's a video of Randy sitting in a chair waving. It's Punk and Randy waving at each other, which is good. It's interesting that he's back.
I have to admit, I'm totally, totally surprised, even though we touched on the subject ever since he left AEW.
It's so weird.
Hell froze over, for God's sake.
Yeah, didn't Triple H tweet out, it's sure cold here in hell?
Something like that. It was a mighty cold day in hell or something like that. Him being back opens up a lot of possibilities. They said it, Hunter said it last night. Whenever whether you like him or not, he gets people talking.
Mm-hmm.
And you know people are going to tune in tomorrow night. Was it 9 p.m. Eastern?
8
p.m. Eastern, because if Cult of Personality hits at the start of the show, all eyes are going to be on.
Now,
whenever that music hits, people will watch.
Yeah, but going back to last night, I've got a question for you guys because I have been absolutely busy all day today. Didn't get a chance to catch up on anything. Was there any more news about Drew's pissed off walking out last night?
Not that I heard.
So Drew, Mr. McIntyre, cut a promo at tonight's house show and said, you may have heard things on the internet. It may or may not be true. Drew, I don't think it was about Seth or Punk. I mean, it could be. But I think there's a lot of things going on. I think from what I heard and read on the internet, whether it's true or not, that he was annoyed and pissed off throughout the day. And it just boiled over at the end.
So he woke up on the wrong side of the bed and it just came to a head at the end of the show.
Pretty much.
Because last night you speculated that that was the reaction of a guy who just saw his spot taken away from him again.
And I can also say that is a very good possibility.
Still, it is still possible.
Because he still has, he doesn't have a contract now, still. He's up after WrestleMania next year. But he can also see if you're him and you go, okay, Punk's here, so where do I fall? They're turning me heel. Do I get to work with Punk or am I working with other people? Where's my spot? Because now you start looking at things, and especially on Monday Night Raw on the babyface side. If you're a babyface on that show, you're great until you look against the ring and go, who's my competition? Because heels are lacking right now.
Yeah. You've got Gunther. That's about your big heel on that side. Aside from what, Judgment Day?
You got Judgment Day, you got Shinsuke, you got Gunther, but you're not overly saturated with top level heels. And you go with Shinsuke, I would say he's upper, not main eventer at this point.
Yeah.
Upper mid level.
Yeah. You need a, especially with how hot their baby faces are with Cody and Jay and Punk and now Randy. You got unless you flip
Randy after he's come back.
But that's a waste of a comeback if you do that too soon.
Well, and also, Randy is probably limited in his overall activity.
You say that, but we don't know.
True.
Because we thought about that with Sean, and then Sean decided, I'm going to just work every Monday for a while.
who had the same type of fusion back surgery. So, you know, it's interesting what's going to happen. And that's especially during their downtime, because that's where we're headed right now, because we got no premium live event for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
An injection of CM Punk is not the worst thing.
Well, they're both going to be on the show tomorrow night, so.
They are.
And as we talked about with Punk, he doesn't have to perform week in and week out. We saw that with AEW. When he's wrestling a lot, he could get hurt. So with this, if WWE, they'll let him cut promos. They'll put him on commentary if need be. They'll do stuff to get him out there.
Well, let him be a little bit closer to Brock and Roman, you know, like part-time worker. But be out there more often than, you know, once every 60 days.
And I think he's going to be a regular television character, and you do whatever you can with him. I think in AEW, he was trying to prove a point by working all the time. Here, he knows what his role is. He has nothing to prove anymore. As I said last night, it's time to finish his story. Because the way he went out in AEW, he was not finishing that chapter. Here, he can be smart about it and work the style and not have to prove a point anymore. I think AEW he was trying to make it known, I'm still the best in the world. I can do whatever I want. There's no one holding me back. Here, it's like, I'm in WWE again. Let's work their style.
What are the chances he was told, hold on to your shit or that's it?
I would say that's pretty good.
No.
But that first promo, everyone's going to be wondering, because you hear everything he said when cutting promos in WWE, in AEW, I mean about WWE, that first promo back. So why are you here? Going to be interesting.
Hey, Rock, what happens if he walks out with a red bag on Monday?
I mean, he probably still has it.
I don't think they would go there. I don't think they would, because that would be
a little too much.
We all look back at what Medusa did back in the day and was just like, that was not the right thing to do. And I don't think you want to quite, you know, fire that volley.
It'd still be kind of funny.
Well, if he just came out with the bag, like he didn't open it, but he just walked out with the red bag and was just like, that I think could be enough. He doesn't need to pull out what would be inside.
No, because if he pulled out what was inside, that's copyrighted material, and then there's a lawsuit.
Right.
He could. He could do anything. TK is probably going to be watching on Monday going, so what's he going to say about me?
Oh, someone needs to tape Tony Khan down to a chair and take away his phone.
Just take away his phone, yeah.
He's going to live tweet the shit out of anything CM Punk says. I can't even say what it's going to be like, because I don't want to open that can of worms. I'm petulant.
He's going to put his foot in his mouth all night long on X tomorrow night.
If anything about his company gets mentioned, because that's who he is. Because he's going to want the attention put back on him.
I'm going to be real interested to see, I think, Tuesday is when they'll release probably the Saturday numbers.
For Collision and Rampage?
Yeah, I want to see his reaction.
It's going to be under 3 each.
Ow.
Yeah, not good. Not good. With all that said, Survivor Series is coming and gone. CM Punk is going to be on Raw tomorrow night. We have housekeeping to get through.
Yes, we do.
How do we do?
All right, so we had 11 people participate in our pick'em for this event. In 10th, tied for 10th place, we had Sheila and the Wheel at 2 and 3.
Okay.
Tied for 8th place at 3 and 2, we have the CB Radio duo of Rob and Sub. Tied for 2nd, we have Casey, Lindsay, Rock, Tim, Tommy, and the 8-Ball at 4 and 1. Okay. And then in 1st place, we have the Intern at 5 and 0.
Which one did I get wrong?
You got Carlito wrong. Rock gave you the chance to change your pick.
Oh, did I see that? I don't know. I don't think I saw that.
I said it 9 o'clock in the morning, so.
Yeah, but it was a working day.
Okay. Oh, well, it still counts. You still went with you got Dragon Lee, I guess, instead of Carlito. So it doesn't matter. Anyway, It would be nice. Hey, Brent, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, among other homework assignments that you have.
Okay.
Because you got the papers. You have to put it together, the papers of impeachment.
I got that. I have regular schoolwork. Yeah, what's up?
But you got till the end of the year to do this part.
Oh, okay.
Gather up all the records for all the pay-per-views and tally them and who did the best.
Oh, shit. Okay.
At the end, by the end of the year. Can you do that?
So you
just
want
WWE,
him to...
right?
Yeah, just WWE. Okay.
I mean, you want him to average out all the picks.
Not average, just calculate, not average.
Just overall results. Who got the did the best in pick 'em?
Yeah, I'm curious. We already know about the AEW one, right? You don't have to put the numbers together. The facts are what they are.
I mean, it's a given. It's a given. Who won the AEW
one. Yeah, it's a given on that one. The numbers are there. We don't
Our fantasy is a little bit different, but
reality.
If they were a part of fantasy, they would be kicking our ass.
Yeah, but in reality, we already know the AEW one. But that for this one, I'm curious to know how that all went. So yeah, I think that does it.
I think you're right. I think that does it.
Does it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night? Right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, we're done for tonight. But tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, are you going to talk about CM Punk's promo?
We're going to talk about CM Punk. We're going to talk about everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw on the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
And I heard Lindsay's reaction last night. I'm assuming she'll expand on it Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, for another edition of The Rack.
Indeed, because we were going to do The Rack last night, but then we decided that the day before we're not, because nothing was going to happen that we needed to talk about. That's why she joined us for CB Radio last night. But we'll talk the full Survivor Series this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. Okay, and of course, you'll want to play Fortnite with friends.
So here's the deal with Fortnite with friends and Fortnite in general this Saturday. 1:45 p.m.
Ish.
Come to twitch.tv/WTRLive. For a very special edition of Fortnite live stream, the Big Bang in Fortnite. We'll stream it live at about 1:45 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, that sounds about right, because the event takes place at 2, so we'll start the stream about 15 minutes beforehand. So you get all excited to watch the live stream. We're going back in time into the future and all the things. It's the Big Bang! In Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience, you can use credit card rockets like in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner. But later that night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, CB Radio 16, the impeachment trial of Lone Jobber. Join us.
Oh, it's finally happening.
It's finally happening on episode on year 16 episode of CB Radio live. We'll be back next Sunday, Tim.
Yeah.
Talking things.
Next Sunday, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, we'll do an episode of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday, and we'll talk stuff.
I have an idea for next week. We'll talk about it.
Ooh, okay. Sounds fair. But that being said, keep track of what's going on through social media, if you wish.
It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. At WTR Sunday Night on the Facebook and the Twitters. Casey's on Twitter at Kyle Driver. Same with Instagram. You can also support him by clicking on the shop link in the descriptions of both his Twitter and Instagram.
And buy his Redbubble stuff.
But that's the shop stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, yeah, I'm on X, formerly known as Twitter. Follow me at Flame Swarms. Why? Why not?
Right?
Because that's why.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Kane Kittens. You can also find me Saturdays when we do Fortnite. Also doing the Intern's Corner on CB Radio and bringing the charges up against Jobber for the trial of the El Presidente.
This Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, that's the trial. It's the whole show. That's all we're going to do. It's the trial. However long it lasts. Talk all about
order
it.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
You'll get to decide during the week of whether it was successful or not, or we impeach him. So tune in for all that shenanigans. It's going to be fun.
Sounds like it.
Indeed. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. And if you like to give bits, the 500, a certain sound gets played. What that sound is, you just got to get played, give the bits, and then you know. Send us home, Brent.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next week.